Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Live from the Peterson Auto Museum in Los Angeles, California, and celebrating 10 years of podcasting, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guests today, Jimmy Kimmel and Kyle Dunnigan. With Gina Grad on news, Paul Bryan on sound effects, a round of Adam Carolla is unprepared, and Donald Trump stops by for blah, blah, blog. And now, this morning he set his clock ahead 10 years to when he'll still be doing the greatest podcast of all time, Adam Carolla!
Thank you so much, Jimmy. You can grab a mic and grab a chair and grab whatever you like over there. Hey, man, get it on! Got to get it on. No choice but to get on, Mandate. Get it on. Thank you guys so much for helping me realize a dream of a decade of podcasting. I want to thank Bald Brian over here. I want to thank Gina Grad. And the man, if he did not help me all those years ago, I would not be here today. Jimmy Kimmel, everybody.
Thank you. Adam, I love this. For this very special show, you wanted to take the show out somewhere very special, and you found a place that looks exactly like your warehouse.
That's right. Well, we did a car show here. As far as bad Sundays to spring forward, my day was, it's such a pathetic thing, that thing where you're devastated that we're moving ahead 1 hour. Like, the fact that that is so impactful in my life. Like, I'd like to find somebody from some village that didn't have clean water and go, yada, 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 well polluted with a goat. I get it. Now, listen to my pain. I had to give a tour of my warehouse this morning at 9 a.m.
To who?
To some super fans who bought a deluxe ticket. Yep. Who wanted to come by and do it. So I had the tour in the morning and then the car show in the afternoon and then the screening of Uppity in the early evening and now this. So a bad day to lose an hour, but we all landed on our feet.
You know what's worse than this daylight? Which, by the way, I feel like I was tricked because I wasn't paying attention to which one it was.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, yeah, no, it's the good one. And then I realized that about 10 o'clock this morning, I go, it's the bad one.
It's the bad one.
And she goes, no, it's good for the kids. Because I was like, no, it's bad for me.
Yeah. No, it's like that episode of Knight Rider where Hasselhoff had to fight his twin. The bad one, the one with the goatee, is the one where you spring forward and falling back. I'm a big fan of falling back. I wish we could just keep falling back until we got back in Pampers.
Until we're young again.
Yes. Yeah. We could all fall back and then be held back at the grade school level. Dr. Drew is in the back over there.
Oh.
Waving.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, dude. And just in case anything happens to him, Dr. Bruce is there.
That's right. You know, a definition I came up for Bruce and Drew, and I think you'll probably appreciate this, Jimmy.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
There's a lot of, like, Dr. Ruth and Dr. Phil's and Dr. J's and Dr. Pepper's and Dr. Doc Martin's and all this kind
Demento.
Of
Demento.
Yeah, Demento.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes, there's a lot of doctors, and so it was always like, well, is that guy a real doctor? Is she a real doctor? Is she a psychologist? What is she? Here's my definition. It's called airplane doctor. You're not a real doctor unless someone can shout on an airplane, is anyone a doctor? Is there a doctor on this flight, and you stand up?
It's really weird that you say that, because I got an honorary doctorate at the college I barely went to, UNLV. And I was very full of myself. And my brother-in-law, who's an anesthesiologist, was not happy. I had business cards printed up that say Dr. James Kimmel. I have stationery. I have the whole thing. And I was kind of on a roll. And really, like a few days after this happened, I go on this fishing trip. And we're flying into Boise, Idaho. And there's an old man sitting in the seat right in front of me. And he keels over into the aisle. And the stewardess says, "Is there a doctor on the plane?" And I tell you, it took every goddamn bit of my self-control. Yeah. And even then, I had to say, not a medical doctor.
Well, you and Bill Cosby have enjoyed.
That's right.
You've joined an elite fraternity.
I actually got his doctorate.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it was floating around, and they said, you know, we got this one. You can have it.
Yes, you're a doctor of sloppy seconds.
But Dr. Drew, I think the point is the guy on the airplane who, if there was a trouble, he would put his finger in your rectum, right?
That's right.
Much as I believe you and I shared that experience one time many years
we
ago, Jimmy.
We didn't share it so much as you invaded me. And by the way, I'm doing a two-part documentary on HBO about that incident. It's called Searching for My Prostate.
Can I at least be the voice for the animated figure?
Didn't you yoke out Jimmy's areola with a crazy straw?
He did. No, no.
No, that was his urethra. His urethra.
Yeah.
But
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't do it.
Areola is a different thing.
That'd be something else, man.
Sorry.
Dr. Drew has been in my rectum and my urethra.
Right. He was trying
to touch fingertips.
That's nothing compared to talking to you about it across a giant room full of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more comfortable this way, believe me.
Does this violate any of those HIPAA statues where, like, you yell across a crowded auditorium?
Do you remember when we first met, and of course we had that boxing match, and I had to go get a physical for the, and we wanted to do it. I had to go get a physical for the boxing match, and of course Dr. Drew, we all worked together, and Dr. Drew's a real doctor, said, let's go to Dr. Drew for the physical. And so Dr. Drew's, okay, change into this robe, and he kind of closes the curtain, and Kevin and Bean and Adam are all there, and while the curtain is closed, I take off all my clothes and I just stand there naked waiting for them to, and then they slide the curtain open and they shrieked like girls. It was really
Jimmy used to like to do that, expose himself sort of spontaneously. Yeah.
And by the way, Adam, you asked about the HIPAA violation. I know there's no HIPAA violation because when he did show up for his evaluation, Kevin was there with a tape recorder.
Yeah, right. Sure.
What's recording the whole thing.
Yeah.
We all right. Oh, boy, this is the greatest day of my life. We were playing poker at my house.
Yes.
And Kevin was with us again and a few other guys. We're having poker night at the bachelor pad. And at some point late in the evening, Jimmy excused himself to go to the bathroom or the kitchen or something like that.
Yeah.
He said, deal me out of this hand. And we did. It was a very warm night, and the window was open in the den we were playing in.
Romance was in the air.
And about 6 minutes later, Jimmy just dove through the open window completely naked.
That is true, yes.
And do you remember what happened at the end of that night when we were doing the dishes?
That wasn't even the most notable event of the evening. That was the infamous coffee can night.
Listen, Lynette's here tonight. She knows. She knows the birth of the twins are a distant second to what happened.
Hey, Lynette Carolla, everybody!
Lynette's here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just here because I have to take the kids home because they have school tomorrow, but I know that Adam gets drunk and forgets certain things.
What? Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure these things got covered because I want to thank a few people tonight.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Because, yes, thank you, Jimmy.
Thank
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy knows. Okay. first and foremost, we started the podcast in our house next to Sonny and Natalia, but there's a couple guys that have been working with us since the very beginning, and I know that you guys hear, and you hear Adam and his meanness or whatever he's
taking a turn.
No, but listen.
Just say you hear Adam.
Let me just say one thing. Producer Gary, Chris, and Matt. Thank you. those three guys, Dawson, Mike Chaffee, Mike August, these guys, I hope I didn't forget anybody.
I hope you did, because that's what a mean person would do.
No, come on. Listen, those guys, especially those three, Chris, Matt, Gary, especially, but and Chaffee and August, they've been with us since the very beginning, and I cannot thank them enough. They've worked their asses off to get these shows up every day. He's got a show, a daily show. It's a lot to put in. And then the newbies like Kaylin and Dylan and
Gabe and Emmy.
Oh, yeah, and Gabe and Emmy.
Gabe.
Thank you. I wanted
to forget somebody.
Shut up.
All right. Yeah,
and,
Patrick.
Oh, Patrick. Right. Patrick is, and then Peter, he's a little like newbie. But honestly, these guys, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here. And the biggest, most important people I want to thank are you guys.
Yeah.
The Ace Holes that are here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Ace Holes.
The Ace Holes. Yeah, see, did you hear Adam? Oh, thank you, Ace Holes.
Thank you, Ace Holes.
Because I told them 110 times, don't forget, look, she's crying. Addie.
She's crying because you're sucking the life out of the room. Dirt.
Amy. Stand up, Amy. Look, these are your people. They flew out from all over. Who came from the furthest? Who? Chicago. Florida.
Mars.
All right.
Okay. All right.
I thought you were going to come up here and give a toast.
That's my toast. My toast. Thank you, Chris Maxipata. Chris Loxamana. Here's a toast to you guys, all you guys, and the lackeys. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you guys.
Guys
so much. Honestly, thank you. Really appreciate everything.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So anyway, Adam farts into a coffee can.
Thank you. Lynette Carolla, everybody.
By the way, Adam.
Yes.
It's debatable, but I think, and Lynette, you will be witness to this, I think maybe the funniest thing you ever said was you and Lynette were driving alone, and you farted in the car, and you were you were wafting it towards your nose.
Right.
You were kind of, you know, so you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And Lynette goes, oh, you have to wave it at yourself? And you go, I'm driving the car. What do you want me to do? Stick my head between my legs?
Yeah. I did love that story. It was a true story. The other fart story that I was about to embark upon was that night after Jimmy'd gotten dressed and the folks had left my home, like an elderly gay couple, we were perched in front of the sink in the kitchen, and Jimmy was doing the dishes because Jimmy is very conscientious. Jimmy is he's the kind of guy who would never go to your party and, you know, eat a bunch of guacamole and leave. He's going to clean every dish, and he was there doing the dishes at the sink, and I was kind of bussing them to him. And once again, I had to fart. And Jimmy sort of had his back to me at the sink, and I grabbed one of those Trader Joe's cylinders, one of those Trader Joe's coffee, like whole bean cylinders that had about three or four beans rattling around the back of it. And I popped the lid off, and I put it against my ass, and I gave it a half turn, like to get a good airlock on there. I just give it a turn, I give it a seal, and I just farted into this canister and filled it up with my ass gas, and I slapped the lid back on it, and I think the water was making enough noise, and Jimmy's making enough noise, he didn't hear anything, and then I tapped Jimmy on the shoulder, and I said, have you ever smelled fresh roasted whole bean Sumatra coffee? And he went, and the thing that's diabolical about this, which is like, if you say to someone, smell this milk, they kind of go, they're a little tentative, they're a little
as
sheepish. If you do the smell my finger, they're usually sheepish or they're in, big time. I found there's some of those guys. But when you tell them, smell this coffee, they just bury their face into this tube. And Jimmy just put his face in and just inhaled everything that was in that can. He even lifted a bean up from the bottom just a little bit. This suction was so amazing. And he popped his head out, and he had a look. And it was the greatest moment of my life, because there's that little moment in life before you smell it, it's coffee. After you processed it. Like, it's those middle moments,
yeah.
That instant when you're... Yeah, anyone who's ever had a car stolen has had that moment where they're like, I parked next to the 4Runner. What'd I do with my car?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, for first moment, you think you've lost your car. After that, it's just like, I'm going to call the insurance company. It's that realization.
That pre-betrayal.
Yes, the discovery moment. Jimmy, like, popped his head from the can, and he just looked like... He looked like a dog watching someone beat off. He just went like, huh? Like, what?
He started panting.
What? And then it hit him. I think it hit.
There's only one way it could have been better, and that's if we were scuba diving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. All the wafting and all the rolling up of the windows and all the stuff like that is good, but you can't make someone really ingest your ass.
Although you did.
They say
you can't do it, but that's why you have to. And that's a great lesson for the young people like this young kid.
It really is, yeah.
Believe in yourself. Don't let anybody tell you anything's impossible. Start farting in small cans, peanut jars.
Yeah.
With your friends, you know those fake snakes that jump out of the jar? Fart in those and work your way up. And one day, who knows, you might be here on this platform.
That's right. Telling your own fart-based stories.
And if you don't have a can, a van to Vegas will do, right?
Oh my Jesus. God! Now we're on a fart a trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we should probably divert. I do want to say congratulations to you on this remarkable accomplishment. I mean, and it's interesting to me to when you talk about making this dream come true. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't feel like this was your dream. I feel like when you started doing this, it was like, this will be something I can do. Like, I'll do this in the meantime because I'm still getting paid from the radio show.
Yes.
It was not really something I think you thought of with big commercial, goals, right?
No. I mean, because it didn't exist. It was sort of like owning a refinery before the internal combustion engine was invented. Like,
right.
And I had this product, but no one would buy it. So
and
it
even maybe more significantly, you'd been on the radio for how many years at that time?
I've been, if you kind of include when I met you at Kevin and Bean, I was 15 years.
Yeah, so every day for 15 years, you'd been talking nonstop. And there's no way to just turn that off.
No.
No. Somebody's going to get that, whether it be Lynette, or the kids weren't around at the time to get it. Whether it be Olga, whether it be the dog, whether it be somebody's going to be the recipient, and you wisely decided to do it into a microphone, into the computer,
right,
with a series of strangers.
Right. Why punish my own family and not get paid?
Right.
Why not punish an audience and laugh all the way to the bank?
Exactly.
So
it's like when Lou Ferrigno retired from competitive bodybuilding. He didn't quit going to the gym.
Right. I was about to make that analogy, but
right,
you beat me. You beat me to it. Do you want to play a little Adam Carolla's Unprepared?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Did you guys write down some words on some ping pong balls?
Yeah. We got a nice full hopper.
Where is that?
You'll never guess
right
how
behind.
I came
Stage
up
right
with this idea. The way I came up with this idea for Adam is... Adam is always unprepared for every situation. And that applies to pretty much everything non-car related. And so this really seemed like it would be in your wheelhouse. And boy, is it. The thing I have a problem with is working the ball because, well, you know.
There it is. I think
all
one
right,
just
here
fell
we
out.
Go.
All
one
right,
fell
so this
out.
Is one word that you guys all wrote down. I think people put their initials on there.
Let me ask, is there going to be a prize for best ball?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think the best ball we're going to give a Simply Safe pack.
We got it right here, a 10-piece system by Simply Safe with all the add-ons and video doorbell, valued around $500. Congratulations to the big winner.
Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel. That was the radio pro.
By the way, I'm going to point out that there are some initials on some of these balls, but otherwise we have no idea whose balls they are, who wrote them. Yeah, this is yours? Okay. Yeah. All right, this one says Fox News.
Fox News. Well, we can only do Fox, but I guess we'll make an exception to Fox News. It was funny. I was talking to Mark Garagus 2 days ago, and he was telling me about back in the day when Greta von Susteren.
By the way, do you see your buddy defending Michael Jackson on that HBO documentary?
He's my hero, man.
Yeah.
The hero of the common man.
Somebody's got to fight for the underdog. Mark Garagus was telling me, actually, if you want to know the truth about that clip where he's talking about like crushing anyone that comes forward with allegations or whatever it is, that clip was from when him and Michael Jackson, I didn't tell you guys this or whatever. So in the documentary, you see these kids that have been molested and they're having to testify, and then they cut to Mark Garagus. And he's standing there with his evil mustache, and he's and the words that are passing underneath his evil mustache are even worse. It's like, if anyone tries to go after Michael Jackson, we're going to crush him. You think he's talking about 9-year-old molestation victims. Turns out he's talking about 11-year-old molestation.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Don't you all feel stupid?
No, you know what it was? He told me. He flew privately from Vegas to Neverland Ranch with MJ on a private jet. They recorded him. Somebody, the guy who owned the jet, recorded him and wanted to sell him back the tape, like was trying to blackmail him with the recording. Mark Garagus went right to the whomever and said, this is attorney-client privilege and this blah, 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 blah. And so when he gave that press conference, he was saying, if anyone else out there is going to try this, they're going to get it. And he was talking about people who were taping him privately. So even when you think you're watching a doc, you're not necessarily watching it exactly. Like Willie T. Ribbs, white guy. I'm saying there's room for some artistic license.
Yeah.
So Mark Garagus was telling me he was talking to a Greta von Susteren, I think her name was, back on Fox News. And I thought to myself, you know, Greta was okay, but she wasn't a Fox News Fox. Like, she wasn't what the chicks who are on Fox News look like today. Have you... Also, if I'm going to open a dental center and just call it Fox News Teeth. Every chick's teeth can have a shaft of light come out of their mouth when they smile. Like, that's what it does. That's what the Fox News chicks do. And I thought, could you imagine Greta being on Fox? She's not still on today, is she?
I don't think so.
Still on? All right. She's been...
I'm basically trying to say is Fox News has discovered their target demo, and their target is dudes who want to hear some good news about Trump and like to hear it leave the mouth of a hot chick with super white teeth, and I don't think Greta fits that bill.
Oh. All right, well, then we'll go to another ball, I guess, right?
Go to another ball.
All right, the next ball, again, unidentified. Oh, this, look at the initials here, Adam. You might want to
BM.
The initials are BM. You know, your parents are not paying any attention at all.
I grew up with a guy named Benjamin Meyerson, and that's all we call him is Bowel Movement Benji.
Yeah, of course you did. That's what he needs to be called legally.
Right.
Tesla is the ball. Tesla.
I love that band.
Next.
Everywhere is Nine.
Next
I
ball.
I feel like they're as forgotten about as a band as the inventor they named themselves after. Tesla. My wife drives a Tesla. Lynette, you here? No? No, that's right. Have a drink, hit the road. Drive a Tesla. She... has a Tesla. A Tesla's $110,000.
She's in it right now, going
automobile.
Home.
Yeah, she's going home in her Tesla right now. She went to New York a few weeks back. I hope you're all sitting to see Bruce Springsteen.
Oh,
what?
Is she an enthusiast of his music?
She went there to see Bruce on Broadway.
Sure.
She said, it's the only street I haven't seen him on yet. I've seen him on E Street, and I've seen him now on Broadway. And she left her Tesla, and Gabe drove her to the airport. And the following morning, I got up, and I was going to take the kids to school. And I jumped into the Tesla, and we took off for school, and I could not find the key fob. And when I got back to my driveway, I saw it smashed in a million pieces because Gabe had stashed it on the front left tire. And a Tesla, $110,000 car, you may get into and drive away with the key outside of the car. I talked to Chris Maxipata. Chris Maxipata has a $27,000 Prius, but you cannot get into the car and drive away with the key fob outside of the car.
But if it's on the tire, it's within the perimeter of the vehicle.
I would say it is, but it is still outside of the vehicle. It's basically like you saying, come on, that fanny pack's part of your body. You go, well, it's on me, but it's not really part of me. So I like Tesla. Elon, I don't know what's going on with the X. He's building cars and tents now. But either way, for 110 grand, you still don't get a car where you can't run over the key fob. But don't worry. Lynette had a backup key fob somewhere other than the house I live in. And Jimmy, you're married. Thank you. Is it worth pursuing these arguments when she said, I called her in New York. I said, where is the backup key fob? And she said, it's not by the front door. And I said, nope. And she said, maybe a valet lost it. Now, Brian, I don't know why you're laughing.
That's a good creative answer.
Should I pursue that or just go, I'm going to find that valet? You know, like Princess Bride? I'll announce my dad's name. Yep. I'll pull a sword out, and I'll right this injustice.
You're like Inigo Montoya.
Yes, that's what I'll do, and I'll run that guy through. Yes. All right. Women, can I say this? It's unfair for you to throw out insane arguments, and then we have a choice. We can either respond to insane argument and have full throwdown cage match Donnybrook, or we can nod our head as if that actually happened.
That's right.
Those are your two choices?
That's it.
That's an unfair choice. That's an unfair position to put a spouse in.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's try.
That was Tesla. This one says pug. I don't know if that means the car. I mean, the dog or what?
Pug?
Pug.
A pug.
Yeah, pug is a dog. Yeah. Pug is a little dog. Pug is one of those dogs. There's two kinds of dogs, really. Like, you can say, oh, there's millions of different breeds of dogs and so many different shapes and sizes and everything. But there's really only two types of dogs. Dogs that are ashamed and do not want you to see their asshole. And then other dogs who show off their asshole like it's a fucking movie opening. Yeah. And the pug is one of those dogs that just basically screams, everyone, stare at my asshole.
It's a wide release. It's 4,000 screens. It's Captain Marvel back there.
Listen, Black Panther 2 won't be as big a release as a pug's anus. It literally has a tail. It doesn't just go out. It rolls up. And their anus, like, the pug's, a total width of a pug, hip to hip, outer dimension, is 3.5 inches. 2¾ inches of that is asshole. Yeah. Like, it's literally more than half of their backside. It's all pug. They're like, look. I'm sorry, but if I ever heard of anyone who raped a pug, anally, there's not a court in the land that would convict that man.
Yeah.
There just isn't. I'm sorry. I know the law.
Garrigus wouldn't take the case.
Garrigus would take that
case. It's beneath me.
He'd take it pro bono. It is just a dog. Now,
let me check in with the 11-year-old in the Big Bang Theory t-shirt to see if he agrees with this. Do you understand what's going on here?
I'm
Are you
saying,
a pet owner?
I got a dog named Phil. He has a big old fat tail.
F-I-L-L.
That dog. That thing, his tail looks like the back of Davy Crockett's hat. It just hangs there, and I don't even know if he has an asshole. I can only speculate.
You assume every once in a while there's poop. Yeah.
I'm assuming, but I've never physically seen it. Whereas a pug, you can see from outer space. And I'm just saying, for that reason, we don't need pugs.
There's a young boy in the front row, age about 12-ish, and this is the best day of his life.
Yeah.
How old are you, young man?
10.
10?
And I like, Adam, that you used Davy Crockett to explain it to him.
You know, Fess...
Someone who was dead 50 years before you were born.
You know Fess Parker, right? Right.
Fess Parker.
Okay. Of course you're a big Fess Parker fan. He's a young boy, every young lad. I'm sure you're up here with your Red Riser and your Rider Daisy air gun and having fun. What do you got, one of those little wagons where you put the roller skate wheels on it and it's got the box? Are we playing stickball earlier today? Or how? No? 22 Skidoo? Nothing?
Soapbox derby? No?
Whoopee
cushion?
Big Brooklyn Dodgers fan, are you? What do you kids do these days?
This one says Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Which is a state.
Hawaii is, Jimmy and I went to Hawaii many years ago. We were golfing.
Tell us a fart story.
And Hawaii is one of the worst states in the world to fart in. It's not good farting country.
No, the islands are bad for farting. Yeah.
No, there's always a trade wind carrying your great effort out to sea. Yeah, it's horrible. But we were there and we were golfing. And at some point, Jimmy said to me, "You know why Hawaiians love Spam?" And I said, "I don't know why." And he said, "Because they used to be
cannibals."
Cannibals, yes, they were cannibals. And I said, "Is that true?" And he said, "Yeah, that's why they love Spam.
It tastes like human flesh."
Then
it's
we
the
found
thing.
We found a Hawaiian person to bounce that off of.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember her reaction?
Yeah, it didn't really bounce.
Yeah, it just sort of stayed there.
Yeah, just kind of stuck to her.
It just kind of stuck to her. It was a great...
You know, I'll tell this again to the kid. There was a time before Google when people would say things and we'd just go with them. There's nobody's like, "Let me check on my phone." You had to go to, like, the store and insult the cashier.
And it was also funny because it was total and 100% confirmation. Like, Jimmy was like, "Here's what happened. We talked to one random Hawaiian chick who was 29. She said, 'I don't know what you're talking about.' And we got on with our lives."
Yeah.
We didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, Hawaii, not as enjoyable for me as it is for my kids because... I don't know, Jimmy, you didn't get to do anything. Like, when I was a kid...
No, nothing.
When I was
at Cub Scouts. The one adventure we went on, we went to the local Carvel ice cream store in Brooklyn, and they did not even give us ice cream.
Right.
We just went and
you just
looked
went
at
to the store.
We went to the store and went back to the mom's house. Yeah, that was our field trip.
I went to Eagle Rock to go to the Lawry's taco seasoning plant to see how seasoning is made, and they gave us miniature packets of taco seasoning.
Oh, you got something
to take home with
on
us.
On your trip.
Yes, there's nothing a 9-year-old likes more than seasoning
Splicing
for ground
up their ground beef.
This right. isn't fun dip.
But it has now ruined every experience I have with my kids because when I went there with my kids and your cousin Sal's kids and everybody, their whole thing is like, "We want to go to the luau." And it's like, $95 a head to go to the luau. They go to the luau. They eat $6 worth of pulled pork. And then at some point, when the guy at the tiki torch comes out, they announce, "We're bored. We're going back to the room." And then they all go back to the room to watch TV while we're all sitting at the luau. And then when we get to the room, one of them announces, they're hungry. I want pizza and I want chicken fingers. And then my wife goes running for the phone. And then I yell, put the phone down. We just spent $95 a head at the luau. And then she's on the phone with room service. And then I go, put the phone down. And she goes, pepperoni or Hawaiian style or what do you want? And then my son's like, yeah, and chicken fingers too. And then I'm screaming, yelling, no. And then it turns into the world's worst vacation.
It's going to get to that anyway, no matter what. As long as you're spending money and the kids are enjoying themselves, you're not going to be happy.
That's true.
This one, I don't know if this is in your I don't know, Wookiee Chewbacca, it says.
Wookiee and Chewbacca.
Have you ever seen Star Wars?
I've seen the first one. I've seen bits and pieces of it. I'm mad that Obi-Wan Kenobi is named Obi-Wan Kenobi and not Obi-Wan Kenobi when everything is C-3PO and all this kind of stuff.
He was Mexican.
He was.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, you're pronouncing it wrong.
We got to build that dome. Obi-Wan Kenobi, but everyone just said Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? Did they say Juan? Let me tell you something. There's a famous Juan. There's Juan Valdez. He picked beans for Hills Brothers Coffee.
Oh, they smell so good.
That was...
take a deep whiff.
Try this.
That guy's name was Juan Valdez. No one ever does that with Obi-Wan Kenobi. They just say Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're right, it's with a lot of letters. Or, yeah, numbers.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. It doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
I've not watched it.
He's not a Wookiee, but we're going to let you.
All right. I put a pox on everyone who likes anything, all science fiction, and all anyone who supports those arts. Thank you. Yes, I don't care for that. No. My kids are going to grow up in reality where they walk out of $100 luau's and order off of the room service menu. That's the kind of world of gravity I want my kids to grow up in. Not this fantasy land where everyone's up in outer space shooting the blasters at each other. Sorry.
I want to hand it to whoever wrote the word mitochondria on this ping pong ball.
Is Drew still here? On there.
Straight back.
Oh, right back. Are you a research clinician? A registered dietitian. Oh. You know what? I'd like to have registered my hands. Wouldn't that be awesome?
As dietitians?
Yeah.
Sense.
Tell us what that is. I don't know what that is. I failed biology. Mr. Diliberti failed me in the 10th grade, and I flunked out of biology, so I don't even know how to answer that.
I work in a hospital, and I assist patients with their any diet education they need, or I assess their nutrition status.
And you can't get fat with a job like that, right?
No,
because if you walk in and they're like, here's what you should be eating, they're like, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, but isn't – well, first off, I don't know what hospital, but I hope it's not Kaiser.
No,
because Kaiser – was Kaiser my whole life, and then at a certain point, they put the word Permanente at the end of it. It's like, well, now I'm never leaving the hospital. Looks like the worst. Look, the worst diarrhea. Permanente!
It's always terminal at Kaiser Permanente.
Kaiser Temporary.
Temporary, yes. The Permanente. Being in the hospital, the whole plan with the hospital is how long you're in the hospital. Permanente sounds like you're never going to leave, and if you do, you're going to leave with a big Z across your chest. So, I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. How can you get preachy about diet in a place that just pretty much serves up Jello and shit on a shingle?
Oh, no. That's not true, Adam.
They do good food now?
Absolutely.
You can get good food at the hospital.
Yes. Well, it depends on what hospital you go to. At my hospital, we serve good food.
And so, mitochondria, what is the definition?
It's the powerhouse of the cell. Thank you.
Oh,
you just
it's
said
the part.
That.
Oh, there's like the nucleus and the whatever is and the it's Santa Maria and the.
Yes.
The Pinto,
yes,
I think.
And the Santa Maria.
Right. It's the part of the cell.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When we start talking about how much we share, it's like when people talk about, you know, you're 70% water and the world is 70% ocean. I just fucking glaze right over like a donut. I know we're all just a bunch of cells. I didn't even know there were parts of cells. And But do you bore all your clients with this kind of granular talk?
I do, but I get paid, so it's fine.
You get paid? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And do people listen to you? Because I feel like I tell people things and they don't listen.
I'd say about 3% of patients listen to
me. Wow. Mm-hmm. That'd be a bumper crop for me.
I still get paid, though, whether they listen or not. So it's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. Do you have weird nurse shoes you have to wear at the hospital?
No. I get to wear cute clothes.
You get
nurses
to wear, cute?
Wear ugly clothes. I wear cute clothes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Going to have a pop a few catheters out, are you?
No, that's nurse work. I don't do that.
Okay, all right.
I talk to patients. I don't touch them.
All right. Well, I've seen a lot of movies that depict nurses, and I always appreciate your work. But somehow, they went from super hot candy stripers to just big brothers. You know my thought is, and not with you, so I can speak my mind. Jimmy, I was by your theater, and there must be some sort of nursing academy or something that's by your theater.
Yes, I have a nursing academy.
I didn't. Oh, that's your nursing academy.
He's a doctor.
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I give you a business card?
I saw a lot of nursing students, like, getting off the subway or crossing the street, or there's some sort of nursing hub that was out front of your theater or next to your theater some years ago, and I started noticing that the nurses were getting huge, like the gals were getting big, and I realized they are wearing scrubs now. They're not wearing the form-fitting little skirts and tops that they used to wear, the candy striper. Mm-hmm. They're wearing these big, billowy things. And you know how rappers get huge because they wear sweatsuits?
They fill into them.
They fill it in, like the goldfish does with the bowl. And you know that feeling of when you wear pants and you eat too much and you go, it's a little bit tight. I got to take it a little easy. I feel that way about nursing outfits. We got to get them out of the scrubs and get them back into the dress that George Jetson's wife used to wear.
Oh, Judy, yeah.
Yeah, Judy Jetson.
Sure.
That's what we need to do.
Jane.
And also, my policy with fat cops, Jimmy.
You have a policy with fat cops?
I do.
What is it?
You get issued one bulletproof vest. You do it when you're a rookie cop at 168 pounds, and that's your only vest. And if you want to get morbidly obese, that's on you, but you still got the one vest. So you're going to have half of you slopping outside of the vest and want to take a bullet. That'll be your business. I'm the taxpayer. We buy no more vests. All right, let's do one more.
Tenacity.
Ooh. I like tenacity. I feel like it's thrown around a little too easily
these days.
It's not always good.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, there is time. Sometimes you should give up. Like, you hear a lot. By the way, I don't think you're going to hear these stories anymore, but a lot of those, like, people over 65 is like, well, when I met your mother, she was dating another man, and she was engaged at the time, but I didn't give up.
Right.
I stowed away in the trunk of her car, and I popped out when we got back to her apartment in the underground parking. Like, there's a lot of, like, weird stories that should be super creepy, and every story about dating back in the day was, like, tenacity.
We call it stalking now. Yeah.
Now, yes. Yeah. Now, you're a sexual predator. It's like, think about all those grandpa, grandma stories. Like, I walked up to Becky Sue. I introduced myself. She slapped me in the face and called me fresh. But I followed her out to the mule. It's like,
the most tenacious people on earth are stalkers.
Yes, they really are.
They have tenacity. That's the one thing you can really say about them.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? When I went to, I just thought of this. My wife and I went to her gynecologist when we were planning to have babies, you know. And I don't remember what led to this diagnosis, if you want to call it that, but the woman was looking around in there, and she saw something that I'd left behind. And she said, she told my wife, your husband has tenacious ejaculate.
Wow. I love that band.
Tenacious ejaculate.
That is...
They're on the side stage at Coachella, but watch out for next year.
I would... Oh, well, you and I... hold your ears, young lad. You and I did a man show bit where we got our... ejaculate tested, right?
Yeah, we did, sperm test, motility test.
Sperm was tested. Yeah. Mine was more mobile, but yours was larger in numbers.
Mine was doing some sort of a choreographed dance. We don't know what happened.
That's
how
right.
How possible. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot about your sperm other than it sticks to the roof of your mouth. Woo! It's like fucking creamy peanut butter, but not like you've ever had before. Hold that boy's ears. So, tenacity. Like, I'm going to have a talk with my son where I go, son, I'd like you to have some tenacity.
Yeah.
But too
much. A reasonable amount of tenacity.
A reasonable amount of tenacity. Too much tenacity makes you a super pain in the ass or possibly a stalker.
No
right?
one to give up.
Right.
No one to quit.
All right. Should we pick the one we did? Which one?
You want to review them real quickly?
Well, how Fox? Many, Jimmy, how many of them actually have initials? Got to be.
I tried to only pick. I got rid of the ones that didn't have initials, so we don't have a problem. Fox News, Tesla, Tenacity, Pug. What is this one?
I think I like pugs. I like the pugs.
Mitochondria.
Hot ass talk.
Chewbacca. Hawaii, and yeah, tenacity again.
All right, I say pug. I say we got it.
All right. Well, let me find that one. The initials of the person who wrote pug are MK. So it could be one of like 30 people
this,
here.
This, no,
it's
this,
the two
this,
most
the
common letters.
Is
there's a woman approaching the stage.
Here she
ma'am,
is.
We did not
oh,
have,
wow. Here you go.
Up. We did not ask
come
you to
on
come
up
the stage.
Stage.
And I want you to have thank this you. Ball. Hi, how are you? Congratulations.
Yeah, sorry. I like
him. I'll let him know. He's like my pug, yes.
Yes. All right, well, let's hug.
Thank
yes.
You.
Thank you.
I'm a crazy.
You're going to, wait, well, say hi to Gina.
Hi.
I think
Gina's going to give you something. It's in 10 pieces. What
you.
Was that, a bucket of chicken?
What is, she's getting a
what
Simply
is the
Safe.
Item?
You will be winning a 10-piece system by Simply Safe with all the bells and whistles and video doorbell. It's around $500. Mazel tov.
Megan, turn around and face the audience. Go
show the people that beautiful
smile.
Hi to
Megan, everybody.
There you go.
You're like a young Jim Morrison. Like, and then he walked on down the hall. I mean the 10-year-old will listen to that song later. Mother! All right, let's see. Jimmy, what do we got left? Let's see.
I don't know. What do we have left?
Well, you've had a long day. I know you have. Kyle Dunnigan is out there getting ready to come up here and do his Donald Trump and his Bill Maher. All right, well, I think Jimmy's done way more than
have
his fair share.
Have him do me, and then I can go,
here.
Right?
Huh?
Just have him do me, and nobody will know any different.
I didn't hear you say
nah, it doesn't matter. It wasn't that funny.
I'm sorry.
Well, Adam, congratulations. I remember doing that first podcast with you, your very first podcast, where the audio was all screwed up. And I don't know if anyone did listen to it, they really, really wanted to hear it.
Yes.
Because it sounded so terrible. And you were so mad afterwards.
Jimmy told me a great story backstage, and I thought it was so true. Because you guys, God willing, will learn at some point that almost everything just becomes work, no matter, even if you're living your childhood dream, it still turns into work at some point. And Jimmy and I were living our childhood dream. We were doing the man show, and there was a bit where we got to be Playboy photographers for a day.
Yeah.
And we went to the studio, and they had the Playmates, and they were naked, and we were shooting them, and we're
great looking
jokes.
Also, yeah.
Oh, we looked hot, yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, obviously, yeah, but them too.
Yes, the women were beautiful, the women were naked, and we were living the dream sort of dually. Not only were we starring in a show that we created together, but because it was our idea, one of the ideas was become a Playmate photographer for a day. And we went back and we shot all day. And we went back to the man show offices. And like the next day or whatever, the dailies came in or whatever they called it. It was time to go start the editing process. And we got some news. And the news was
there was no audio on any of the videotapes.
Right.
So it was useless. We couldn't use it.
It was useless. And what was funny is Jimmy was telling me backstage was we were both pissed when we realized we had to go back and reshoot.
Yeah, we were
being
furious.
A playmate photographer again, and I said,
this again.
Yes, really, that's how you know you've arrived. And I said, Jimmy, that's the day my dick jumped the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real revelation. I knew we were jaded at that point. Like, God damn it. She's going to take off her clothes again.
Oh, the labia minor and the major, I think, in E flat. All right. Jimmy
Every
Kimmel.
Year in December, we light the labia minora
That's right.
for 8 nights.
Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABCs, everyone.
Good times,
11:35.
Everyone.
The great Jimmy Kimmel, the one responsible for all life. Thanks, my brother. All right. Kyle Dunnigan. Yeah, what time is it? I brought a watch, but it's barely...
8:50.
8:50. All right. Where's my... Oh, that one. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong place. All right. Let me tell you about... Simply Safe while we bring Kyle Dunnigan up here. Yeah. You just got your $500 chub pack from Simply Safe. Best reviewed home security, The Verge and Wirecutter call it the best reader's choice from PC Magazine. Was a CNET editor's choice twice. Over 40,000 five-star reviews online. Simply Safe protects your home round the clock, 24/7 professional monitoring. Set it up yourself. You just peel and stick. It's got the 3M tape on it. The batteries last up to 10 years. No pulling wires, no drilling holes, no crawling in the underspace or the crawl space or the attic of the house. Protect. And if a blizzard knocks out the power, burglar cuts the landline, Wi-Fi crashes, Simply Safe, still up and running. No contracts, no hidden fees. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam. You get the free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. Kyle Dunnigan is up here. Great to see you, Kyle.
Great to be
Kyle
here.
Kyle is hysterical. And when I knew Kyle was... coming here, I said, you know, he's so funny when he does Bill Maher. And and I thought, you know, I just came out with a stand-up special, not Taco Bell material. Thank you. Which the last I checked on iTunes had like 135 five-star ratings out of like 160 or something. It was pretty good, but there were still some bad reviews in there. And I thought, well, maybe Kyle as Bill Maher.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought it up because I have a few reviews here. Okay.
I just thought maybe you could read a couple of the bad reviews as Bill, and I could sort of, I don't know, purge my system of them.
Yeah, there were actually a lot of these. Okay, here's one.
Wait, there wasn't a lot.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Okay,
Bill,
Adam,
Bill.
I'm taking over. Okay, you've had your celebration. Okay.
There wasn't a lot of
which
them.
Which you really deserve. You've been doing something for 10 years that literally anyone could do. A podcast. I've been doing broadcast television for 25 years.
Well,
you need ratings, okay? You need to click upload on iTunes. Okay, here we go. 1 star. This is called Old Material by Ronnie the Yo. This is the same material he has been doing for a decade, okay? This will probably be enjoyable if you've never heard of Corolla before, which actually is most people. Okay.
I feel like Bill's ad-libbing a little bit.
Zing.
Okay. Here's another one. Oh, 1 star again.
Oh, well, we picked the bad ones. This isn't
right. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
There
it
was
sounds
plenty
like
to pick from.
Well, it sounds like you don't believe me the way you say, did you?
Oh, no, I totally believe you.
Well, see, there you go again. It sounds like you don't believe me.
Oh, does it?
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't he
just
sound...
the intonation.
He
just
sounds sarcastic.
This one's called Not His Best Work. Okay. Better in a live show format like his podcast, Loveline, or Man Show. Was really let down by his stand-up performance. That's not good when your stand-up is worse than a show that has juggies in it. Okay?
Was that one star, Bill?
That was one star.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Two stars. This is double the other stars.
But it's still bad, right?
It's still bad. Twice as good.
It's still very bad.
It's not as bad, though.
It's better, okay.
It's double better, but it's still bad, right?
Routine started off strong, okay.
Okay, well, that's enough.
That's good, yeah.
But really faded towards the end.
Oh.
Seemed like he was searching for something to say. Not really that good. Must be a big fan to make it all the way to the end. So I guess no one finished.
Oh, this wow. is just
that was
this
is a one.
These are haters, Bill. These are just a couple of haters. There
well,
are so many.
I wouldn't say. I don't know what couple.
It's just a few. There were so many great 5-star reviews.
Couple times 10,000. Okay.
Well, no, wait a minute. You do stand up, right?
I do something different than you. My stand up has something called jokes in it. Okay.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I don't just babble on stage for 2 hours. Okay.
Bill, wait a minute. You haven't even seen my special. I've seen your special.
No, I did. I saw the first 5 minutes. I was having trouble sleeping. So I said, let me watch this crap. It did the job. Here we go. 2 stars.
Oh, well, 2 stars. That's better than 1.
Yeah, much better. It's much worse than 5, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there are many 5-star reviews, people. Yeah. Just keep that in
mind. Vast majority.
We had to really search the internet to find a couple of bad reviews. You know,
right.
It took a while.
Adam has a lot of friends that he said, please put 5 stars on this piece of shit. Okay. This one's called Same Old. So many warmed over versions of bits he'd been doing for years. It saddens me to leave such a dismal review. Not fresh. So maybe he really is Taco Bell material.
Aww.
Oh,
come on.
You are like Taco Bell. You know, because diarrhea comes out of your mouth, and when you have Taco Bell, it comes out of your asshole. All
okay,
right, that's
Bill. I think we've heard enough. Maybe this isn't a good segue, but it's available at chassis, 2SsAndAY.com. And you can get it on iTunes. And leave a nice review.
Irrespective of what Bill said, I would say it's pretty darn good.
Thank you, Brian.
I
appreciate that. Bill, we're both stand-up comedians. I think we have to...
Well, okay.
No, I mean...
Look,
I'm a stand-up comedian. You're a stand-up comedian.
We both stand-up.
No, I'm saying we're both seasoned professional stand-ups.
I say jokes. And right. You do your thing.
No, mine is jokes, too. No, you have your audience.
Right.
I have my audience.
Okay.
No, not... What do you mean, okay?
They're different, that's all.
I'm saying, and by the way, you just missed Sonny and Natalia. Those two are awesome.
Who's that?
That's my boy and my girl, twins. I've told you about those two. You love kids.
I know. It's hard for you to put that smile on your face.
I know. What do you mean? I love my twins.
Right.
No, I do. Natalia's awesome. She's so full of life. She's vivacious.
Have they seen your stand-up? I'm putting that in quotes.
I know. No, you don't have to do quotes. I do stand-up. You can just call it stand-up.
Do they laugh at it?
Do they?
Right.
Well, I you know, it's kind of a mature audience thing, you know.
Right.
I think they might be a little
like
young.
85-year-olds. Enjoy it.
No, I don't mean elderly. I just mean, you know, 14,
okay.
You know, 13 plus, PG-13, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you'd love my son.
Seems like a great boy. I've never met him.
He's a delight. We watch your show together.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And maybe he dreams of one day being on the panel.
I'd have him any time.
You'd have him any time?
Right, we'll talk about you.
To talk about the, you know, hot topics.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I promise I will do this.
You sound insincere.
No.
But is this your normal...
I promise I will have your 12-year-old boy on my show.
All right, I feel like you're intentionally insincere.
No, this is your day. We're celebrating in a garage surrounded by machines that are killing the environment. I love it here.
When he puts it that way, it's less celebratory, honestly.
You don't seem very proud now.
Hooray.
These are Porsches.
Let's warm up the planet.
Well, I know Donald Trump doesn't much believe in the plan
all
at
lies.
War.
Total lies.
Okay. It's all
total lies.
Lies.
It's a hoax. These Chinamen make up this hoax.
They made up the environmental hoax?
The other
hoax?
Day, snowing. How is this possible?
Well,
so freezing.
No, I don't think it's global warming. I think it's called climate change. You know, it's just...
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is... It's creating. It's not just all about it being warmer. Like we had the coldest February in like
right.
150
yeah.
years.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, so what's the problem? It's cold.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm just saying we don't know what we're doing to the planet, and we have to start a Green New Deal in order to rein in all this.
Seems okay to Trump. It seems like pretty okay.
Yeah, it seems okay, but I mean, you're...
I go with my gut, not science.
Yeah, I know, but we should listen to scientists.
No, the gut is much more accurate. Than
really?
Measuring can be off. The gut never off.
You're saying your panis is more accurate than...
I don't know what that is, my panis.
Yes.
Trump has the most fantastical panis in the universe. Believe me.
No. Donald, that's the part of your gut that sort of hangs over your waistline.
Oh, I thought you were saying penis.
No, panis.
Oh,
panis.
Trump has a terrific panis as well.
I'm saying you're trusting your gut more than scientists.
I trust my penis more than any measurements. I go with the penis.
All right, but can I ask you this? If you had an airplane pilot.
Okay.
And he was landing your private jet at Mar-a-Lago or wherever you're driving.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful, right?
Beautiful. No poor people anywhere near Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
There's a perimeter.
All right. Now, would you want him to look at his altimeter to check his altitude?
I don't know what an altimeter is.
Or...
Stop confusing me with your big words.
Maybe we're getting in the weeds here, but what I'm saying, Mr. Trump, President Trump, what I'm saying is...
Emperor.
All right, so Emperor Trump.
Emperor Trump, look at that.
You're private. You have a private pilot.
Right.
You and Melania.
Ugh.
Okay, you and...
that old bag.
All right, you and Hooker du jour.
What? You say
you
such
and a,
weird words.
You There's and your gal.
Okay.
You and a gal.
Broad.
All right, you and a broad are in
Me
the back of a...
Me and broad are in the back.
You're in the back of a Learjet.
Learjet. 747.
All right, I'm sorry.
Learjets are for poor people.
Okay.
Very poor people fly around in Learjets.
All right, I'm sorry. You're an Air Force One.
I could throw a football in my plane.
Really?
Could you throw a football in your plane?
I could, but the Southwest flight attendant would toss me off the 737.
It's frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're in Air Force...
I could kick a small baby
across your plane?
It would not even hit a wall.
Wow.
Wait, it sounds like you've done that. That's a very specific detail.
Twice. Two babies.
So, hold on. You're in Air Force One.
That piece of crap.
And you have a... Yeah, it's nice.
The faucets aren't even gold.
No, I know, but it's brushed. They're brushed nickel. It's a very good look.
Okay,
so listen. Your pilot...
It's taken us forever to tell this story.
He's flying you into Florida.
Right.
You're going to Mar-a-Lago, right?
Oh, beautiful.
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 Okay.
Mar-a-Lago.
He's landing. Would you like him to look at the gauges... for altitude and airspeed and things of that nature, or would you like him to trust his gut?
Let's see here. Trust the gut.
Okay. Yeah, see, this is... It took a long time to get here, but I'm trying to illustrate
something.
Well,
he doesn't have a Trump gut.
Okay.
The Trump gut is refined.
Oh, he's got to have a Trump gut.
Solid gold gut.
Oh, I see. So he's trusting a sort of mortal person's regular
gut. Yes, he has a regular, normal, dumb gut.
Yeah, so you
now
don't...
I could fly the plane.
So you don't want all the dummies to trust their guts.
Right.
Trust your gut.
That's right. Trump gut.
Trump gut. Gut.
Vote Trump gut. 2020. Trump gut. So terrific.
Trump gut.
Best gut in the universe. Trump gut.
Maxipato, do we have something I wanted to do with Trump? I can't remember what we...
Blah, blah, blah.
What we're
what if
discussing.
We just bow to our leader? Is that something
we
could do?
We can bow to you, but I think he had.
Could we do a parade with some weapons?
I'm going to check.
That'd be so terrific.
I'm going to tell everyone about Kyle Dunnigan, by the way. His Instagram at Kyle Dunnigan 1. You can also see him live March 13th. When is that? That's coming. That's the
three
day after tomorrow.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple days from now. A
couple days from now, the Kyle Dunnigan Experience. That's at Largo. And Nick Kroll and Sarah Silverman are going to be there. Natasha Leggero, all of my favorites. All terrific. And all there. All right. Shall we do a little news? And Trump can hang out if he likes. And.
Oh, it would be an honor, President, for you to stay for news.
News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gino
Grad. The news with Gino Grad.
The front row sang along with that song. I want these people removed. I want these people out of here.
That was great.
Can't trust him.
Adam, I know you like to be on your feet, but you might want to sit down for this first story because I have some very, very bad news. Actor Jan Michael Vincent, the Airwolf television star who led a glamorous but troubled life, has died. He was 73. The death certificate shows that Vincent died of cardiac arrest on February 10th.
It took a while for the news to break.
It did. In a North Carolina hospital, no autopsy was performed. It wasn't clear why it took a few weeks for his death to surface, but it did. Now, remember, for those of you who aren't giant Jan Michael Vincent fans, and I can't imagine there's anyone here, he starred in such films as 1972's The Mechanic, 1978's Hooper, in which he played a stuntman opposite Burt Reynolds.
Don't sleep on Hooper.
Yeah.
The Mechanic was Charles Bronson, I think, was the mechanic.
Of course it was.
Now just be a squatty Mexican guy who puts your seat too far forward. But back then, it was a cool dude with a mustache who kicked ass.
Right.
Yeah.
And his handsomeness earned him a spot on the cosmetic surgeon's 10 best noses list of the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, things were not always rosy for Vincent. Here's a quick highlight reel of some of his troubles. He pled guilty in 1997 to drunk driving. It left him with a broken neck. He was sentenced to a rehab program. He was charged in the 80s with barroom brawls. In a separate case, he was acquitted in 1986 of hitting a woman.
I don't hold a barroom brawl against a guy. I feel like that's a feather in your cap.
Oh, sure.
We should all have one good barroom brawl.
Yeah, instigating a barroom brawl, that's a bragging right.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, if you think about barroom furniture, it is simultaneously the most durable stuff on the planet because 200,000 asses have to sit on it a year, and also the most brittle because if you pick it up, you can break it over anyone's head. It's just every single barroom brawl I've ever seen on a Western, on a TV show, the guy at some point picks a chair up, smashes it over another guy's head, and it disintegrates. Like it turns,
it vaporizes.
It turns into powder.
Yep.
Yes, the bottles are all made of sugar. The furniture is all made of balsa wood.
Yep.
So I don't see what the problem is with a barroom brawl.
Okay, we'll give him that one.
And by the way, if you see the movie Hooper, there is a great barroom brawl in the movie Hooper.
We're on it. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail in 2000 when he violated his probation by appearing drunk in public and punching his then-girlfriend.
Oh, Jan, you can't do that. It's a boy named Jan.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he, as Adam would say, he will be missed.
What did she do, though? Look, there's two sides.
President Trump.
There's two sides.
Hold
there's
on.
There's a chance she got mouthy.
She was a little mouthy.
Well, you mean for a living, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably a waitress or a publicist
that
or something.
Oh, yeah, a little pop. Okay.
No, you mean what does she do for work?
No, I mean what'd she do to get punched in the face?
Well, hold on, Donald. Nobody does anything to get punched
in
the
face. Well, I mean, maybe she was a little mouthy, as Gina says. Maybe she...
Even that would not be justification.
She didn't know when to, close the trap. Sort of thing,
Well, look, I don't care if you're mouthy or you've been eyeballing your man or whatever it is. There's never an excuse to hit a woman. Huh? I'm saying you can't.
You're a funny
hit.
Guy. This is why. This is why he's the best. Funny guy. Okay, Gina, go ahead.
But that's you can't hilarious. Punch. You cannot punch a woman.
Wait, if she's far away.
No, no. I mean,
out of the distance.
No, no, I'm not talking about range.
Long arms. Okay, I have very long arms.
Okay, I'm not saying there's no punching of women.
He's saying you shouldn't.
You should.
You should never.
Should. I'm not saying you can't. It's I'm saying you should.
I'm just saying there's two sides, okay?
That's okay. All.
We heard one side. We heard the punch. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's probably, you know, if you're running for re-election, it's probably not a good angle. Yeah. What I'm saying is...
I shouldn't run on this.
No, I'm saying platform. Don't run on this.
Okay. Okay.
Bad optics.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, Jan Michael Vinson, gone.
Gone.
Jan Brady, still alive.
Correct.
There is no God. Yeah. There's no God. Hey, can I say this apropos of nothing? But I saw an ant in my bathroom this morning, and it was like wandering up the wall alone. And I did that move where I'm like, I got an ant. And then I was like, I got to kill this ant.
Yeah.
Because we've all decided that the lone ant is a scout ant.
Scout ant.
Right.
But maybe he's a drunken, hobo, disoriented ant. It's not like you see a guy wandering around the street walking in a half circle and you go, that guy's a scout. You go, that guy's beaked out on bath salts and doesn't know where he is, right?
He has no posse.
Yeah, the ant could be out after a long night, could have had, you know, a tough night, walking it off, stumbling, trying to find its keys. You can't take that chance. Yeah.
I can't.
Squish
I know.
The ant.
But by the way, when he gets back to the hill or the hive or the pod or wherever he gets to, what does he tell the rest of the ants? Like, hey, there's a bathroom with nothing in it. Come on. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
sugar.
It's not like there's, I got a fucking pig in the ground. There's just a, it's just a bathroom. There's like a couple of multivitamins laying around. Like, there is nothing.
No,
why
good.
Would you report back to
him? He's going to have nothing to report. You got to figure there's another scout ant in the kitchen, though. He's the one who's going to, guys, great news.
And are we too impressed with their strength? Like, when they go, they can lift 20 times their own strength. Yeah, they don't weigh anything.
Yeah.
You ever see a super skinny guy and he just pops off like 25 chin-ups and you go, big fucking whoop. I bet you couldn't bench a buck 40. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too fucking easy. I'm saying we're a little impressed with ants.
I like to wound the ant. So he goes back. And he's wounded.
Oh, he's,
he tells the story. Don't go in there.
Send a message.
That's right.
Tell the world.
How do you wound an ant?
You just take one leg off.
Just one?
Just one.
You get out your
and
jeweler's
you give
loop.
And it back to him so he shows everybody, look what they did to my leg.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, yeah, like when a bookie, like, takes a pinky off.
Yeah.
And now a message is sent, right?
Sometimes I'll mail the leg.
You mail the leg?
I mail it.
Back to the hill?
Yeah, back to the anthill.
To send a message.
Two stamps, yeah.
Two stamps?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want it returned, I get
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You don't want an ant leg coming back to you.
Yeah.
So what, unterrific.
And what do you do with a ladybug? Punch it?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to think about that.
I feel like that was my idea. All right, I'm sorry, Gina.
No problem.
Gina.
Well, the producers of The Simpsons are removing a classic episode that featured the voice of Michael Jackson. I know, right? The action follows, of course, HBO's broadcast of Leaving Neverland, in which two men allege Jackson sexually abused them as children. And this was the 1991 Stark Raving Dad episode, which I'm sure you've all seen. Jackson voiced a character who claims to be Jackson and who meets Homer Simpson in a mental institution. The singer is listed in the credits as John J. Smith. The episode will be removed from streaming services and future DVD sets.
That's ignorant.
Ignorant. Yeah.
Well, I file this under the assholes with the coexist bumper stickers on their fucking Priuses. Like, if it made a goddamn difference,
yes,
I'd be all for it. Like,
what problem does this solve? What
if one member of ISIS, like, laid down his AK-47 at the fucking Whole Foods in Santa Monica because he saw the back of your precious car, I'd be all for it. But instead, it's you just beating off into a ceiling fan. Just you that's like, hey, everybody, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
And not a moment too soon, 30 years after the allegations.
We've all seen the episodes. Yep. Like, at a certain point, we're going to have to do the ultimate justice, which is it's not going to be enough that we've torn down the statues or that we've gotten rid of the paintings or gotten rid of, I mean, like, even there's like colleges getting rid of pictures of great composers and all the greats I can't think of right now.
All the Wagners.
No, but even all right, we'll work on it. Yeah, Blazing Saddles, everything. Like, everything's gone. But here's all I'm saying. Soon we will have purged all of this, and it'll all be gone, torn down, put away. We'll hang a sheet over the Shakespeare painting. That's what I'm saying. But it's still going to be alive in our brains.
Yes.
And we're going to need to purge it from our brains. Wow. Like, at some point, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's daughter is going to show up and go, I need to remove things from your brain. Not now. Just go about 35 years from now, and she's going to go, I got to get all those thoughts that you saw. Because if you think about it, you brought up this episode. I saw every frame of this episode in my head when you said it.
Yeah.
So it's always here. I mean, it's like you can tear down all the statues you want, tell that to the victims of MJ, and we've all imbibed all of this stuff they want us to remove. It's all in our heads. Really, the only way to do it is full fucking lobotomies.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Eternal Sunshine style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's next? I mean, if you think about it, we're just going to keep going. We have to remove the memory from everyone's head.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
We'll go full memento. Well, a new study breaks down exactly what kind of liquor you drink depending on your political affiliation. So let me just break this down for you, see if this rings true.
Donald, you don't drink, right?
Yeah, I drink some.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought you don't drink.
No, I tell people that, but to take the edge off, I'll throw back a few. You know?
What's your weapon of choice?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. But I thought your
Tequila.
Brother... Wait, your brother drank a lot.
Yeah, he was a real boozer.
Yeah. And then you saw what that did to him.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't drink. I thought that was a story.
No, I tell people that.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A good story. I learned my lesson from my brother.
Right, right.
I'll never do that again.
Right.
It's so fun, but I'll just never do it.
Right, yeah. Oh, so you do drink.
Yeah, of course. Cocaine. Heroin.
Rose.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Molly. You do it all?
All that.
Bath Love salts?
It. Love it.
Wow. What the hell is going on?
Good time.
Okay, so...
That's
and you do... So maybe that suggests some of your thoughts,
hey,
maybe.
Hey, you think I'd tweet it like this if I was sober?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. It makes
out of
sense.
My mind.
It was confusing when you didn't do drugs.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Makes
Sorry.
Sense.
Yeah, he got you there.
Tell so.
So here's basically how they say it breaks down. If you're partial to Michelob Ultra, Keystone Light, you're probably a Republican. And if you prefer whiskey or bourbon or scotch, you're probably also pretty conservative. However, if you're super into white wine, a real white wine enthusiast, you're probably a Democrat. And if you're really far left, you love your cognac.
Cognac.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Snowflakes. Not did not know
is
that.
Is there a racial component to that?
I don't know. What are the brothers drink?
What was the over under on bringing that up? I asked my boyfriend that earlier.
I thought they were Courvoisier guys.
Is there a difference? Am I right?
Yeah. It's wow, that's interesting. Yeah. I haven't had a glass of white wine in like 19 years.
I may have.
Oh,
I,
that explains so much.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. Stop
what happened to you, man? You used to be a white wine drinker.
Well, it doesn't stain my teeth. All right. Donald, you so you do drink.
Oh, yeah.
You drink everything.
Hey, I've had a few before I came up here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, maybe that's why you're punching women. Maybe you're drunk.
Yeah.
And, huh?
I was just saying there's two sides. That's all.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, you don't
I
condone.
I never punch a woman.
You don't
unless,
con-
you know.
You don't con- What's that again?
I never, okay.
All
Trump,
right.
Trump never, ever punches a woman unless, you know.
Okay.
She
wait,
does
wait,
something
I, okay, so
punch-worthy.
On one side, I hear you saying you never, ever punch a woman
never.
Under any circumstances.
Absolutely never. Trump would never punch a woman.
Right. Okay.
Unless, you know.
What? Well, again.
Wait, you keep saying that at the end.
That's a qualifier.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But I keep everything on the table. Okay.
So you never punch a woman.
Never. Come on.
End a discussion.
I'm insulted you even say that. I would punch a woman unless, you know, she did something that annoyed me. If, you know,
okay,
she annoys
I think
me.
You're qualifying it. I think you should just end it. I would never punch a woman.
That's right.
Okay.
Unless, you know.
Oh, God.
All right, let me tell you about Butcher Box, everyone. Good. Delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken and heritage breed pork directly to your door on a monthly basis. They have a new protein. Just tried this, by the way. Wild Alaskan sockeye salmon. Ooh. Sustainably harvested from Bristol Bay, Alaska. The color tells you it's fresh. It's not factory farmed. All products are humanely raised and never given antibiotics or hormones. The taste is unbelievable. They have free shipping anywhere in the U.S., except for Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment. You cancel easily at any time, and they have a special offer. New subscribers get $20 off, plus 2 pounds of free ground beef for life by going to ButcherBox.com, entering the code ADAM at checkout. That is ButcherBox.com. Enter the code ADAM. All right, Gina, what else?
Well, a California family was extremely upset after they learned that their grandfather didn't have long to live, and they got the news from the hospital robot. Instead of coming in person, the Kaiser Permanente Hospital...
Permanente!
...sent in a robot with the doctor's face on the viewing screen to give the bad news. And to make the situation worse, the volume on the robot was too low, so the patient's wife, who's hard of hearing, had to continue to have it re-explained to her over and over again because she couldn't hear what the doctor was saying. The hospital apologized to the
this
family.
This is insane. This lack of humanity is insane. Did they make a divorce robot?
I'll look into it.
Oh, wait, we could use the same robot,
it's
right?
It's weird you would ask
it's
that.
The bad news robot.
The bad news robot.
Oh, okay.
All sorts of bad news.
I mean, I suppose you can do anything with the robot.
So sad how we've sucked the humanity out of relationships and out of life. But they do have the divorce one?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So the robot came in.
It wheeled itself in.
Said to Grandpa.
Grandpa's on borrowed time.
Uh-huh. And what then? Like when it cries, do bolts come out of its tear ducts? Is it... ball bearings. They shed a few ball bearings.
Animated.
They cut a few wires.
All right, well, someone's going to sue somebody, right?
Well, the hospital apologized. They promised to evaluate the procedures for delivering bad news to patients. It shan't happen again.
Can we put them, like, can we put the robot on administrative leave?
Oh, like, yeah, put it in the rubber room.
To think about what it's done?
Well, we're going to have to, you know, dock the robot or maybe garnish its wages.
Yeah.
Or
at least go to sensitivity training.
Yeah, like put a strike on his permanent record, and he can, when we pull the robot file in a few years, we'll see what this robot's been up to. Mm-hmm. Does this robot share other news? Like, that'd be fun. I mean, it just pulls into, like, bathrooms and tells people they're fat. You're going to break the toilet.
It's a heckler robot.
In the delivery ward, it's a boy.
Oh, let's have the robot do some one-star reviews of not Taco Bell material.
Yes. Donald.
Yeah.
You, with the economy and everything, you know, it's going... Huh?
So terrific.
It's going good now.
It's never been better.
Well, it is. It's the economy is strong, but people are worried about robots and automation and...
Very scary.
Huh?
Very scary.
Scary, right.
Robots.
Yeah.
I'm starting a military force to fight the robots.
Well, yeah. Space Shield or something?
Yeah.
But those are robots, which is weird.
All right, but here's... I don't want to put your feet to the fire, but you say we need to build a wall.
Right.
To stop...
Big, beautiful wall.
Big, beautiful wall to stop illegals from coming in here and taking American jobs. But then what about robots?
Well, look, first of all, I have a more humane thing to do for the border.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dig a big ditch.
Uh-huh.
Just put them in there, but a beautiful Trump ditch.
Uh-huh.
Solid gold ditch.
Right.
We just sort of push them in
uh-huh.
gently, very gently. Push them all in there. you know, throw some food down there.
With the, and what about the mothers and their kids have been
yeah,
separated?
Yeah, they all go together.
With the mothers and the kids?
The mothers and the kids and the robots.
In the ditch. With the robots.
Right. Everybody, get in the ditch.
Wow.
Trough ditch.
A solid gold ditch would be very expensive. Very expensive.
Beautiful solid gold Trump ditch.
The burden on the taxpayers.
No. Mexico pays for the gold.
They pay for a solid gold ditch?
Gotta be. Trust me, it'll happen.
It's going to happen?
Yeah.
How do we get them to pay for it?
They got a bunch of gold down there. They're hiding it.
Really?
Those people, they hide things. They're very sneaky. Very so sneaky. So sneaky, those people.
I didn't know they were sneaky.
Very sneaky.
Okay, all right. So they're going to pay for it.
Right, right.
All right. I don't think they're going to pay for it.
Trump ditch, 2020.
Okay, all right.
So we have Trump gut and Trump ditch.
Right. Okay.
So the robot delivered the bad news.
Yeah, wheeled itself on in and said, Grandpa's dead.
If you had to go in and tell a family a loved one was dying, wouldn't you rather just record it onto a chip and tell the robot to do it?
It's like the end of Up in the Air, that movie that we like. Where they start firing people over, you know, television. The same way, basically.
Clooney. Yeah, the Clooney movie, right.
And it just rolls back out.
Like yeah.
Homer Simpson receding into the bushes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I would like that. You know, like when someone breaks up with you.
Yeah.
I want it to be over the phone. People say like, do it in person, but I like actually. Is it weird I'm talking with my normal voice?
I was going to say.
We don't like this guy.
Well, wait a minute.
You know, I think I like that.
No, it's weird because we can all agree, like everyone goes, I don't want to be broken up with over the phone.
But what if
you applied that to many bad things, like traffic accidents? I don't want to get in a head-on collision over the phone. Like, I'd like to do everything bad over the phone.
Sure.
That's me.
It's fine. Yeah,
I don't want a stranger, you know, in the room telling me something personal. I like the robot thing.
I like the robot thing,
anyway.
Too.
A fax comes over the wire.
I'd like a fax would be even better, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to die. Okay.
Yeah.
Stop. Full stop.
Get back to carrier pigeon.
Yes.
Or just regular pigeons.
In a hospital?
They don't even need to be carrier pigeons.
Just pigeons.
Well, they have all those pets to cheer everyone up.
Right. You're right. You're right. The actual service dog, the comfort dogs.
And remember, we did the story a while back, the cat of death that would go sleep on people's beds in the nursing home, and that person would die the next day.
Yeah.
Turns out it was like smelling death on people. Very
macabre,
yeah.
Oh, you start like decomposing while you're alive. Like having gangrene or something.
Yeah, you get a head start.
All right, sorry.
Okay. Moving on. Shall we? Police in Florida say a woman was arrested this week for allegedly shooting her boyfriend because he was snoring.
This is my favorite story.
He went shot a man for snoring.
Woo! Yeah, it's Time Life books. We offer a whole series of Time Life books. Now you can examine gunslingers for just $19.95. Made in authentic, genuine imitation leather. Like, I remember when I was 9 going, what is genuine imitation leather? Bound and beautiful. And you can display these books. And they had the one where he goes, that bank robber's no lady. That's Jesse James. And they have, like, up dressed up. But one was the guy, he's so mean, he shot a man just for snoring. And first off, never go camping with that guy.
Like, that's very mean.
Yeah, I don't know which one of the Dalton boys that was, but he shot a guy for snoring, and it was in the book. So this wife...
She must have had the Encyclopedia Britannica and took a page, because 47-year-old Lori Morin was charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery.
Can we agree with this?
Oh, no.
That's not one of the Dalton boys we're looking at.
All right, can we agree with this? You don't get to shoot people for snoring in their sleep, but you do get to shoot them once you wake them up and go, hey, man, you're snoring. And they go, I don't snore.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Right, then we get to shoot you, right? Because now that's self-defense.
Yeah.
Like this,
justifiable.
The court in the land. That's an attack,
that person
right?
can't be trusted.
There's not a court in the land.
So what you're suggesting I do is I randomly wake people up at 4:30 in the morning and go, hey, man, you're snoring. Like, I don't snore. Do you know what that makes me? That makes me the worst person on the fucking planet, that I just randomly shake people out of a deep sleep and go, hey, man, you're snoring. I love the notion. Like, if you reverse engineer that part where they go, I don't snore, they're essentially accusing you of randomly waking them up and accusing them of snoring.
And what would be the benefit of that?
And also, what do you do? Oh, I got to set my alarm for 4:13 so I can get up and tell my partner they've been snoring when they haven't been.
Yeah.
No, we were staring at the fucking ceiling and trying to do everything we could do to avoid waking you up before we woke you up.
That's a last resort. Usually you get a little poke, a little shake, you know, like
a little shift.
Yeah. Pet their hair gently, something like that.
We should program robots to kill snoring people.
We should have robots tell people they snore.
Yeah.
That is the biggest denial move ever.
Yeah.
I don't snore. I fucking owned it. Like, once in a while, like a million years ago, Lynette woke me up and she said, "You're snoring." And I said, "Good. It means I'm asleep." And I went right back. I went right back under.
Brazen.
But I owned it.
Quick.
I owned it. All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Well, for the most of you who thought there were no Blockbuster videos left, you're wrong. There is now one Blockbuster video left on the planet, and it's in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
It's officially the last one now that the last one in Australia shuttered its windows.
Hold on. I did the math on the Pussycat theaters many years ago. There were many Pussycat theaters. These were adult theaters, and they would run these triple X movies, and guys would show up at these movies with a whole bunch of other dude strangers and watch pornography in a group. Now, every single one of them went under with the advent of home videos and VHS and blah, blah, blah. But one is still in existence, and that's the one on Santa Monica in Boys Town. So there is a chance that things can exist as long as they go gay.
Uh-huh.
So if this...
Gay Blockbuster?
Gay Blockbuster. Trump, that makes sense to you, right? You have many gay friends.
No.
I
don't know any gay people.
Oh, but you say you have many gay friends.
Yeah, I say it.
Oh, but you don't have
gay... No, of course I don't.
Well,
I drink,
what do you mean, of course?
I have no gay friends.
Well, you have many employees are gay.
No.
Many of your colleagues are gay?
Yes, I have a screening process.
Many people you've worked with over the years and the
Zero.
Development.
Goose egg.
All the projects and all the.
I've had hundreds of thousands of straight people working
all
for
the,
me.
All the developmental projects were the... Well, what about when you make a casino?
Right.
And you have to design the interior of the casino.
I make it very heterosexual.
Oh, really?
Yes. My designs repel the gays.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You don't have a gay guy come in and do the decorating?
No, you
don't.
Just straight girls.
Who choreographs the dancing fountains outside?
What's that?
Who choreographs all the dancing fountains outside?
I don't have any dancing fountains.
You've never met a gay man.
Never.
Okay. You don't even think by accident?
I think it's a hoax.
Huh?
It's a hoax.
A hoax?
Yes.
Oh, there's a gay hoax?
Yeah, there's no gay people. This is coming from my gut again.
You're saying, like climate change.
Right.
Homosexuality is just a hoax.
Total hoax. Zero gay people.
Well, wait a minute. Anderson Cooper, I think's gay.
He's very straight. I know him. Very straight. Loves girls.
Don Lemon.
Very manly.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think this.
Hey,
you know,
agree to disagree.
Okay.
There are no gay people.
Okay. I think. But what about lesbians?
Oh, there's tons of those.
Oh, okay.
That's not gay though. That's hot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not gay.
Well, I still think it's technically gay.
No, lesbianism, not gay.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
What about Clay Aiken? He finished second on The Apprentice.
Clay Aiken.
Yeah, we talked about broads, me and Clay.
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I was on that season. I don't remember you guys talking about broads.
We talked about broads.
Okay, all right.
Very manly.
So Clay, not gay?
Very manly.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, when we were traveling around, there were claymates chasing us around everywhere. So
claymates,
that's up.
Yeah.
You know,
he's always banging broads.
Clay Aiken.
Always. Believe me. It's true. Always banging.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you quickly about Castrol Edge. Stronger. Under pressure, Castrol Edge engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than the leading full synthetic. Not one, not two, but Castrol Edge, formulated in ways that always exceed the toughest industry standards. All right, let's do one more, Gina Grad.
All right. Well, doctors now have a better understanding of what happens to us when we die, and many believe your brain may stay alive long enough after your death to actually realize you're dead. It seems that the...
Really?
According to the New York Post, it seems that you can still be brain active for up to 20 seconds. That means for 20 seconds, you're hanging out, prisoner in your own lifeless body, listening to conversations by doctors and loved ones talking about you being dead.
You'll have 20 seconds. Well, 5 seconds will be, I miss my kids, and then 15 seconds will be, I should have punched that goddamn robot when I had a chance.
The robot was right.
Well, I could still use my fist. I should have punched that stupid robot.
So the lucky ones got their brains blown out.
What's that?
The lucky ones have their brains blown out.
Oh, right.
You know, they die instantly. Have no brain to, you know,
sure,
process.
You're right.
The guillotine. You're in that basket. Knowing you're in a basket.
They get to finish their soliloquy.
There are anecdotal stories that, you know, people blink, you know, after beheadings, things like that. Sorry to get morbid on you guys, but it's the stories.
That's great.
I feel like you're the one person who's allowed to.
The basket seems a little casual for heads. You know what I mean?
Oh, you want something more durable.
It's basically a glorified hamper, but it's for, like, noble people's heads.
Right.
It's kind of a weird thing. Like, in a world where, like, a spittoon is much nicer than a basket that heads go into. Yeah. Every movie I've ever seen with the guillotine, it's just a wicker basket.
Yeah. It's porous. The blood would go through it.
The blood would go through it, and it would stain easily.
At least a nice salad bowl or, like, a Le Creuset, you know what I mean?
Dry out in the sun.
Get a Trump solid gold basket, head basket. Well, Trump baskets.
What I'm saying is, Trump, I just watched my daughter play volleyball. She's playing volleyball on a basketball court, and she's wearing $75 volleyball shoes that I had to buy her to play on a basketball court when she could have just worn sneakers because that's what they use on that court.
Right.
So I'm saying in a world of specialization, we have something for everything.
Right.
Just having the wicker hamper basket for the heads of the noblemen, this feels a little catch-as-catch-can.
It's undignified.
It's casual.
Right.
There should be something. Or we should keep the merriment going. Like, there should be a big pewter pot with, like, crazy rats or something in it, and they should attack the head.
Oh, Jesus.
It should be that thing where it hits, like, a domino, and then that hits something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that little bird gets the water.
It's a Rube Goldberg.
Yeah. What's that thing called?
Yeah, the head rolls.
Yeah.
It strikes a match.
It's
the match lights a fuse.
Yeah.
That's right. And whatever it is, it ends up with the next fall of the guillotine. So we have to hurry the next guy in, right?
And the head knows for 20 seconds how cool it is.
Yeah, why not make this some real, like, sort of whole family entertainment instead of just, you know, cleansing out Parliament and the French Revolution or whatever we're doing.
This can be fun.
You're wasting a good roll.
Yeah, just roll across. Right. It strikes a match. The match lights a fuse. The fuse goes up, fires a rocket in the air. Yeah. It hits one of those bells with the strongmen competition. And at some point, the guillotine
drops. At the end,
drops.
Balloons just take the head. Up to
the
heaven.
Balloons.
At the end,
up
the
to the heavens.
That's right.
The heavens.
Oh, man.
That's good. Beautiful.
That's good. All right, one more, Gina Grant.
All right. Well, let's just stay with the macabre, shall we?
Yes.
Traffic on a Bay Area freeway came to a stop recently after one California family chose to honor a recently deceased loved one by throwing wads of cash out the window of the car on the freeway. One relative described this as an Oakland thing. Brian? Is there any truth in that?
Is this a black thing?
They said it's an Oakland thing.
Well, that's
a black thing. A black thing, yeah.
And threw $500 out the window that belonged to the deceased. Those were his wishes.
I got to say, brothers, When you're doing that move where you're dumping some of your 40 on the ground...
Address the people in the audience. Who are
sorry, yeah. My brothers. That move where you dumped a little cognac on the ground for your fallen brother, I was not down with. I do not like the dumping of booze onto the soil. I don't care
wasteful.
How great the guy was. But this balling up cash that we could use to buy booze... You guys have jumped the shark.
That's absurd.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, the freeways were blocked for a while, people leaving their cars in the middle of traffic because ones are raining down from the heavens.
Ooh, you know what move I miss? I haven't seen in a movie in a million years. The move where you rob a bank and, like, you're on this, you're on a foot chase and you're, like, running through Harlem and you're going through that neighborhood and there's everyone on the street and you knock over the Asian guy with the green grocer cart, you know, and you're running around and the cop's on foot and he's chasing you. That part at some point where you take a bundle of 20s, you bust the paper ribbon off it, you just chuck it in the air, all the people
chaos.
Come running around.
Mass chaos.
And the cop has to stop and
through.
He can't find you in the crowd. That was a hot scene.
That's good. Yeah.
That's a good movie scene that they never do anymore.
Bring you should add that to your list.
I'm going to add that to my, Max Pat, add that to my list of things I want to do that include jumping into a body of water with a knife in my mouth. Not long ways. I'm not an idiot. Serrated side out. Think about jumping. That's what Tarzan used to do. He'd like put the knife in his mouth and he'd just jump into the water. It's like, can you think of a word? I'd rather put the knife halfway in my asshole and do a cannonball than put it in my mouth and go head first. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
The only benefit must be that it looks cool because it's not as though a knife, a super sharp pointy object, would prevent you from diving into a body of water.
Right.
If anything, it's going to, you know, help you go a little farther.
Yeah, put it in your sock.
Or just hold it.
I think it's there to scare alligators.
I think that's what
like the alligator goes, that fucking guy's crazy. I'm getting out of here. I'm going onto the shore. This guy's putting a knife in his mouth before he jumps into this river infested with us. That guy's nuts. It's like fighting a junkie on the street. Like, don't do it. You know, you could beat him, but the alligators are like, I don't want to get hep C.
Too messy.
Yeah, too messy. I'm sorry, Gina Grad. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Geico. Everyone's got a to-do list. How about you add save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance so you don't have to go anywhere, pick anything up. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket, save it up, buy this Gulf livery 917 Porsche behind us that is worth probably $35 million. Yes, I'd say between 30 and 55. How about that? At Geico, that's geico.com. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket at geico.com. All right. I want to thank Kyle Dunnigan for coming in here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Very funny. Check him out at Largo. That's coming up March 13th. Kyle up on stage for the Kyle Dunnigan Experience. That's right up the street here if you're out in L.A. Hit him up on Instagram at KyleDunnigan1 as well, and check that out. And, of course, the great Jimmy Kimmel, ABC, 11:35 in the evening. Thank you for 10 years. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Kyle Dunnigan and Jimmy Kimmel and Gina Grad and Bald Brian saying mahalo.
Thank you, Adam Carolla Show listeners, for 10 years. Here's to the next 10. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla and across all other social media at Adam Carolla. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangree events, books, movies, and there are a lot of them, and more, visit AdamCarolla.com.